Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to eradicating the harmful practice known as female genital mutilation and cutting, or FGMC. As many as 140 million women and girls in countries around the globe have been subjected to this violation of bodily integrity. And according to UNICEF, up to 30 million girls under the age of 15 are at risk for the procedure over the next decade. The practice is most common in 29 countries, including countries in Western, Eastern, and Northeastern regions of Africa, as well as some countries in Asia and the Middle East. Depending on the degree of cutting, the practice can lead to a range of severe physical and mental health problems. The United States' commitment to ending FGMC is rooted in its efforts to protect and advance the rights of women and girls globally. The U.S. strategy to prevent and respond to gender-based violence globally, launched in 2012, specifically recognizes FGMC as a harmful practice and a form of gender-based violence. The U.S. also recently strengthened reporting on this issue in its annual human rights reports. The U.S. is supporting host country legislation against the practice of FGMC, is participating in the FGM Donors Working Group to discuss donor coordination and best practices to eliminate genital cutting, and is engaging civil society through social media and public outreach to spotlight the work being done to educate and invest in girls, a key to preventing FGMC. The United States also supports eradication of this practice by investing in programs that work with local communities to eradicate FGMC globally. This approach includes supporting the Nairobi Center of Excellence, which seeks to improve healthcare for girls and women suffering negative consequences from FGMC. During the recent UK-organized Girl Summit, the State Department and USAID announced the launch of a new program dedicated to eliminating the practice in Guinea's 8 districts, impacting up to 65,000 girls. The United States is committed to stemming the tide of female genital mutilation and cutting, and improving the lives of women and children suffering from its harmful consequences. All people, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, deserve to live in dignity and without fear of gender-based violence. We must have zero tolerance for anything less.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.